Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. I hope you're doing well. Happy Friday. It is me, Joe McGrath.
That was good.
Joe Smith is there. Hello, Joe.
I like your little phone headphones.
Yes. Do you know what? I've been listening to a lot of great music at the minute.
Have you?
Yes. I just have a lot of random playlists on. Hit shuffle, hope for the best.
What kind
do you ever do that?
Not really. I don't really listen to that much music, I've realised.
Are you a podcast boy?
Yeah.
Through and through.
Through and through. Died in the wool.
If you were to go into a little deep dive, do you have like playlists or do you go and find individual artists to listen to?
Sometimes a song will just come to me and I'll fancy like a certain genre for a few hours or something.
Nice.
But I like to try and listen to stuff I haven't listened to that much because I kind of get... Listening to music that I listen to all the time sort of makes me feel poorly these days.
Does it?
You know, like if I listen to like the Arctic Monkeys or like certain things that
Bastille,
you just listen to all the time and that you listen to growing up a lot. I can't really listen to it and it almost makes me feel embarrassed.
Does it not make you feel nostalgic though if you listen to an
maybe
album?
Maybe that's the feeling I don't like. I don't know.
Sometimes feeling nostalgic makes me feel sick.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm getting at.
Oh, I can't remember the past.
I cannot listen to Razor Light's first album.
Great first album.
It's an incredible album, but I struggle to listen to it because it means too much.
I'll get into a band that later on in Breaker Joe's that you'll be like, what a band.
Yeah.
But maybe I think it's the name that really let them down.
Fratellis.
No. Ethan James in the corner. Hello, Ethan.
Hello.
How are you, mate?
I'm fine. I'm well. The only music I'm listening to at the minute is the music by Murray Gold for Doctor who does instrumentals. It's all I listen to now when I go for a run or a walk or when I'm doing Photoshop.
So you put on an instrumental of what, just the Doctor Who theme?
There's different music for different moments. And for some reason, I found it gets to be the most productive out of ever been before.
And can I say, is it do-do-do?
No, not that. That's silly. You don't want the theme music.
What do you mean that's silly? That's just the sound of Doctor Who for the last 70 years.
Well, I wouldn't use the theme music.
Great song.
He loves that.
It's great.
That's just cheesy.
I like the old-fashioned one as well.
What do you mean?
Better than the new one. The original.
The OG, I can't think of it.
It's the same tune, but just done a bit more rough and kind of weird.
I love the intro, though, when it's flying through whatever he's flying through.
I think it's David Tennant's rectum.
Really?
Is that right?
That's disrespectful.
It is disrespectful. So you find soundtrack music. Maybe you also find the fact that it's got no words easier to concentrate and do more stuff.
Well, it's interesting. Do you know the chap who does Saturday Night Live, George Fouracres? I saw he posted the other day on his story, and he had some music from The Lord of the Rings. And I've never listened or watched Lord of the Rings, but it made me appreciate the music because that also helped me concentrate and relax.
What piece was it, please?
It was something about like the greed of the land or something.
That sounds like a Lord of the Rings.
It does, doesn't it?
If you were going to come with it.
Concerning Hobbits, was it?
I have no idea.
Who is the concerning Hobbit?
No, it's concerning the Hobbit.
So would you listen to the Lord of the Rings
thing? Oh, I listen to Lord of the Rings
really?
All the time. But that would make me cry. I need to see what song it would have been.
Has any music ever made you cry, Ethan?
No. Apart from the Doomsday music in Doctor Who when Rose gets caught behind the wall.
So, yes.
That was probably more the actual scene, though, when I break it down.
What do we know about, like, what's happening with Doctor Who? Is it still... Because there's a Christmas special.
You had Russell on
your radio show,
didn't you?
I did, and he said no comment.
Yeah, when was that?
He's Russ T. Davis is advertising a new show called Tiptoe, and it's set in Canal Street.
What's it about?
It's about a modern day... I don't know really what it's about.
I heard the teaser. You were on the interview.
I didn't interview him. Someone else did it.
Oh.
It's about a modern day man living in a gay village, about modern day prejudices against the LGBTQ+ community.
Lovely.
So it's not even like some of his old stuff, which is like stories from the 80s. It's like modern day stuff.
Oh, nice.
And Alan Cumming is in it. The bad guy from... what? The bad guy from... what's the James Bond...
Spectre.
No, the James
Skyfall.
Bond
Time to Die.
PlayStation 1 game.
GoldenEye.
Is it GoldenEye?
Yes.
He's the bad guy in that. Scottish lad.
Okay.
Should we get into the rest of the show? Alpha Betty, You Betty, which was a big hit last week. I think you were the winner. B was the winner.
B was the best.
On the best music, beginning with that letter. We've got a good one today because this time next week, the World Cup has started.
Ooh.
Are you fussed?
I'll be honest. I'm not even on World Cup Avenue yet. I haven't even turned onto it. And it's a long drive to get there. Do you know, I'm not locked in anywhere.
Any sweepstakes?
No sweepstakes. No, I haven't even looked at squads. I don't even really know who's there. I know they're pretty much a quarter of the whole world is there. So what's the point?
But I kind of like that.
For some reason, I'm not in it yet.
Do you not think if more of the world is there, it makes it a better World Cup? I'm into that.
But,
well, if more of the world is there, and it's the World Cup, is that not better?
So
everyone's like, oh, there's too many teams. It's like, nah, the world's fucking massive.
So if we extrapolate this out, do you think a World Cup where you've got sort of Western Sahara versus the North Sentinel Islands in the group stages?
I mean, that's getting a little bit ridiculous, but right. I do like the fact that, you know, these teams could never play each other again. This is the structure of the World Cup going forward now. I like it. More the merrier.
No, I don't mind it, actually. And no one ever complained that there was... the World Cup was too many games and stuff. Everyone loves there's four games a day, there's three games a day. It is going to be a slightly shame when it's sort of Qatar versus Djibouti at 3 a.m. and there's nine people watching it.
Here's a good question for you. So
the Iran team aren't allowed to train in America. What the fuck is that? Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have seen that.
So they've got all their games in America, but they've got to train in Mexico and fly in for the day.
That's
in case what they take
and I guess
over.
what the fans going to be doing.
They're not going, are they? You're not going. Absolutely. I mean, that is crazy. And also, I hate how America has completely dominated all of the build-up. You would be excused for forgetting that this is also being held in Mexico and in Canada.
Yeah.
It's like the Trump World Cup.
Mm.
And realistically, that's one of the three countries hosting it. Also, the final should have been held in Mexico. America aren't even a footballing country. You got the Maracanã.
What's that biggest stadium? Maracanã. Is that what it's got? How many can you get in there again?
I think it's that one. It's like 110,000 or something.
Fucking hell.
And you've got that sat there, and then you've got a country that doesn't even like football, that doesn't host well, that doesn't seem to understand how prices work and how fans work and how the world works, and they're the ones that get the final. And then of all the stadiums to put it in America, they put it in one that we've been to, it is illegal to get to by foot.
Us three have all been to that stadium. How cool is that?
What's the stadium?
It's the one in New Jersey.
What's the stadium?
What do you mean, what's the stadium? Weren't there fucking loads in America?
I only went with one with you.
Why would I remember that?
Why would you remember that? What?
I didn't even go with you. I didn't even watch it with you. I was pitch side.
That stadium. Do you know the one with the world's biggest car park around it, Ethan, in New Jersey?
Yes, I do.
That's where the final's being held. Yeah.
Is it called the Met?
MetLife Stadium,
MetLife Stadium.
That's where the final's being held, and you can't get there. It's literally illegal to get there by foot. It's been talked about ad nauseum, as they say.
Let's just go with it.
But anyway.
Are you going to get involved in any sweepstakes?
I won't mind you. I think we'll set one up around Stretford Paddock. Probably pull out the hat next week. But what do you do there? Do you have to do enough people so that all the teams are taken?
Well, here's a big question. Lennon's Barbers, right, did a big sweepstake and has been doing it for a while because obviously 48 teams, you need to sell all your tickets.
So they will be sweeping in the Barbers.
Oh, I love that.
I love it. It's great stuff. They launched this about a month ago. Tenner a ticket. Winner gets
quid.
280 quid and then the second place gets whatever. Lennon is at the sweepstake last week when there's only four left. Right?
Is it max one per person?
No.
Because you can really ruin a sweepstakes by buying all the tickets.
This is my question to you. There's four teams left.
Yes.
And in the mix is still Spain. You might say one of the favourites.
Well,
couldn't tell you what else there is. He does eventually get Norway. He said to me, what would you have done? Would you just splash the 40 quid, guaranteeing that you've got Spain, and then in the future, I mean, Spain might not necessarily win, but in the future, you might win 280 quid.
Ethan, please, can you Google the odds for Spain to win the World Cup for me, please?
Surely they're favourites, are they not?
They're certainly up there. I would guess UK. What am I about? England, France, Spain, Argentina would be the favourites, I think.
Yeah. So and would you go?
So let's work this out. So 40, go on, Ethan.
This is according to... Fox Sports spins the favourites at 5-1.
So if you spend 40 quid, with the possibility of winning, what, 280?
Mm-hmm.
So 40 times 5 is 250.
Yes.
The only sorry, 40 times 5 is 200.
200.
So you're getting better odds doing that than you would be going through the bookies.
And you also get three other teams. Just in case Norway go in this ridiculous run where Haaland gets them all the way to there. Because you do get points for second place as well.
So I think the maths is, but you have to ask yourself, if this sweepstakes didn't exist, would you put 40 quid on Spain to win it? Probably not.
No.
But if you're up for it, it's better odds. You get 6-7-1 to there.
Maybe because we should all come out with a few, because we'll record this we'll record our next podcast, even though it will be out whilst the World Cup has just started.
Yeah.
We should all come up with next week a couple of ridiculous things that you think is going to happen during this World Cup.
Well, here's the other thing. Shall we do a Sloppy Joe's Patreon World Cup fantasy?
Love it.
Because
is that a thing yet?
Yeah, it's an official World Cup website.
And when Ethan loses, what happens then?
We peel his flesh. Yeah.
Because that is one. I'm so happy to have a break from fucking fantasy football.
No, you didn't talk about it last week, Joe, but he lost. He lost.
When you doing it, Ethan?
I don't know. I have to wait for somebody else to do their forfeit, and then it's me.
Well, what do you mean?
Because last year the person who lost the league refused to do it, he got kicked, so it therefore goes to the person who brought that person into the league, which is Ryan Locke.
Oh,
so
poor Ryan.
What the fuck?
Locke. That is so fucking
what the fuck
tight.
Is that for a rule?
It's just
that's like saying, oh, you've been arrested for murder. Unfortunately, he's died in the meantime, so the policeman that arrested him,
that is
you're
so
going to stand
tight.
Trial on his behalf.
So what you're telling me is you might never, because if people don't know, the forfeit for coming last was dressing up as a gold statue and standing on Market Street still.
Being painted as a gold
statue.
Well,
here's the thing. If you just refuse, Stephen hired you. He has to do it.
Who brought you
in? He did say that.
So just quit and fucking make him do it.
Yeah.
It feels a bit like I'm the twat if I do that.
But whoever the commissioner of the league is being a bit of a twat by making whoever it is do the other one.
Yeah,
I mean,
I do know what you mean. I don't like any of it.
Well, it could be a little bit of payback for Stephen for making someone who didn't lose last year do the losing forfeit. So you just quit this time and make him do it.
Yeah.
Do we remember what last year's forfeit was?
So he's not doing the forfeit per se, but he's doing a punishment. And all I can say is I think it involves cereal.
What, the podcast?
No, what? No, yeah, he's got to commit a murder that's a mystery for the next 15 years.
Yeah, we'll put the link up to the Fantasy League.
Yes.
This weekend. Also, the person who won the Premier League Fantasy, there was a reward, wasn't there?
Wasn't there?
Was it 50 quid?
Fuck off.
It was 50 quid.
Did you remember that?
I think we said 50 quid.
Wait, is this because you won it?
I didn't win, I finished ninth.
Oh, right.
Which I'll take. It's not bad.
Yeah, okay.
But whoever finished first,
if you won it,
we'll find you and we'll send you 50 quid.
That's nice. Sloppers, we're very excited to tell you that Saley is sponsoring the Sloppy Joe's podcast, the new eSIM service app brought to you by the creators of NordVPN. It's really good for traveling. 200 destinations you can use Saley in.
Yeah, I've had some absolute nightmares trying to get signal in foreign countries before. And there's nothing worse than when you need your Google Maps to help you get around a city and you don't have any service. And you have to do, we've all done this, that dance of trying to get free public Wi-Fi.
Oh,
is there
the worst.
Anything more frustrating in the world than trying to get free public Wi-Fi? Honestly, it is horrific. It's absolutely horrific. This solves that problem.
Yeah, you can choose from several affordable plans with this eSIM. And that means that, you know, the nightmare of trying to get signal, it disappears.
And once it's on there, you don't have to get a new one for every single country you go to. It also helps with roaming fees as well. I used to get absolutely destroyed if I turned my roaming data on in foreign countries. And with eSIMs, you just pay for basically what you need.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
And don't wait till you get there. You can download it in advance. You can set it up when you are at home. You know, you've got those down moments where you're doing your check-in and you've got your bags packed. We've got our luggage in there, sun cream in there. Where's me Speedos? Right, there they are.
Got them.
Three. What?
You got them.
Oh, yeah, I've got them. I've got them. I've got them on at the minute. And you can get in your phone. You've downloaded the films to watch that you want, your podcasts to listen to, the Sloppy Joes. And of course, then you can download your eSIM before you travel.
And listeners of the podcast get a discount as well. You can either go to the App Store and download Saley or use the QR code on screen and you get 15% off using the code SJ15.
Use SJ15 at checkout. And Sloppers, safe journey wherever you're going.
Mm.
And Saley's the one for you. Breaking Joes.
Breaking Joes.
Hey, you been up as much, Joe?
Not that much.
You've got your weekends back in a way because Man United now, break for the summer. Yeah, have you got a routine? Are you off Saturday,
so
Sunday?
I was off Saturday, Sunday. Saturday, went to back to Worksop for the day.
Lovely.
Went to this sort of Japanese Asian restaurant.
Nice.
For lunch, which is quite like an Asian cafe.
Ooh,
which for Worksop is a bit unusual. There's not many places like that in Worksop. Had a lovely pork and rice. Little, and they also did a tempura prawns with a little omelette and rice.
But
some lovely.
You can't help but overorder at places like that, especially when you need a little side of just something.
Did we get a bit of kimchi and gyoza on the side? Just a bit. Did we also order the French toast with ice cream and fruit at the end to share between me, my mum, and my sister? Just a bit.
Was that nice?
It was fantastic, actually.
And how is this the sister who's just given birth?
So we had a little baby there as well with us.
What they called it?
Jacob.
Lovely name. Jacob. Lovely
classic,
name.
Biblical.
Is it biblical? Oh, yeah, yeah, Jacob.
Yeah.
What was his son called?
Jerusalem.
No, I can't.
I don't know. Do you know?
No, I don't know. Jacob, my son. Yeah. Oh, no, isn't that from... for fuck's sake.
You're thinking of Marley and
son. Yeah, yeah, Marley
and son. Jacob Marley.
I got confused.
Carol.
I'm sorry.
So, we went there. That was lovely. But that was it. There wasn't that a whole lot to talk about there, really. Got the train, which was actually quite a nice sort of change of pace. Although, that train from Stockport to Sheffield...
It's the worst train in the world. Late or packed or just a nightmare.
This one was absolutely packed.
Because it links two major cities together, Manchester and Sheffield.
Yeah.
And obviously Stockport in the middle of it all. Just don't.
And there's not enough of them. Why are there more trains to London than there are to Sheffield?
Yeah.
It's like there's one an hour...
And can you not just look at how busy it is when you pop your head inside?
I don't understand it. They don't get it, do they? So I had the pleasure of riding that bad boy. And then on the way back, Champions League final got in the way of everything.
Nice.
It's a 5 o'clock kickoff. So I said to Lizzie, I've got two options here. That train, by the way, the signal is terrible across it because you're going through the Pennines.
Yeah, fair enough.
So I said to Lizzie, either I leave my mum and sister at 3, having only got there at 11.
It's not too bad though. 4 hours, I'll take it.
It's possible.
I take it.
It's doable.
I take it.
Or I feel a bit guilty though because I haven't seen him that much recently. Or I'm not getting him till gone 9 because I'm having to get the train after the
match. Yeah.
So Lizzie was like, "All right, well, what about a middle ground?" So I got the train at 4 into Sheffield for 5.
Yeah.
Lizzie met me in Sheffield to watch the match.
Oh, well.
And then we'll drive the second hour and a bit after the game. The only problem was, I couldn't find anywhere that had the match on.
In Sheffield?
Well, obviously there was, but so there's. You go from the station, there's a pub on your right where me and my dad have watched FA Cup matches before. This was years ago, when United beat Arsenal in the FA Cup under Solskjaer, like one of his first games. So this is like 6 years ago. They just had BBC News on.
But is it because they didn't have the rights?
I don't know.
FA Cup might have been like a free-to-air thing, maybe.
Maybe, and obviously that's already a disgrace by... TNT that they didn't show it free to air for the first time. Then I go up a little bit more and there is just, do you know, occasionally you go in a bar and the DJ is just playing such shit music that you cannot stand it, because you don't expect like an afternoony DJ at a normal random pub to be that good at. You're not expecting like Ibiza levels of transitions and stuff, but he was just playing the shittest songs way too loud over the top of the Champions League
final.
Champions League final's on telly and you've got like Dr. Jones, Jones calling Dr. Jones, like absolutely blasted. I could hear it walking up the
who's he kidding?
I don't know. And there's like 9 people in there and he's absolutely ripping Dr. Jones so hard that no one could believe it. And I waited for kickoff just to see if he turned it down. He didn't. They're getting the money's worth out of that guy. So in the end, I ended up watching it on my phone, which was a bit
for fuck's sake. You come all the way to Sheffield for you to watch it on your phone.
Yeah, and I thought, I'm going to end up having to hear someone nearby watching it, not on the internet, cheering. So I went into there's a local cinema called The Showroom, and I went into the showroom cinema sort of foyer and watched it on my phone.
What are you talking about, Joe? You went into the cinema reception. Did you get popcorn at least or a fruit twist? What's Lizzie doing during all this?
Hot dog.
What's Lizzie doing during all this?
Lizzie's driving Sheffield at this point. She's not there yet.
She's
going to meet me for the second half and we're going to drive somewhere more suitable. So then... around half time, I run off, get in the car with her, and we've got 15 minutes, whatever, to drive somewhere to watch the second half. So we're driving, Can't find anywhere.
What's going on?
I don't know what's going on. And all the pubs are like, they obviously exist. We went to one and it just wasn't right. Then we went to another one further out and this was okay, but they didn't have the game on. But at least they had a car park and Dusty's there. So I'm watching the game, not talking to Lizzie. Because I thought, it'd be on the telly, we can have a bit of a chat and have a glance.
Yeah, yeah,
when it's
yeah,
on
yeah.
your phone, if you're not looking at it, I have to have a headphone in,
oh,
first
God.
Of all, because I can't have my phone just playing out a football match to everyone because I look like an absolute
yeah, yeah,
twat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I've got a headphone in. Lizzie's trying to chat to me, but if I can't half, you can't half watch a phone. It's too small. You're either all in or you're all out.
Yeah.
So I sort of said, "No, I'm sorry. It's going to be a lot of me just watching my phone." And she, oh, and this is her no. Saturday I mean, night joke.
This is mental.
You're a bit shit.
Yeah.
What could I? How, I can't believe you couldn't find a point
well, help
in the
me
game
out.
On.
How could I have done better?
You,
right. I need to watch that. Right, here's something, and not to be like, I've got to watch it. I sort of have to have a knowledge of what's happened in that game for my job. Also, I want to watch it.
Yeah.
But I can't go into that Monday when the whole podcast was about Arsenal bottling it and have not seen it. That is actually just something that I can't really do. What would you have suggested?
More.
I haven't even got to the end yet.
Go on. What happened at the end?
It
went on, by the way. Yeah. So poor Lizzie doesn't just realise that he's there for 45 minutes. So the game goes extra time and penalties.
So she kept going, "How long's left?" And I was going, I'll be honest, Lizzie, it's a double-edged sword because there's only 6 minutes left, but that means it's one all. There's only 6 minutes for someone to get a winner. And if there isn't a winner in that time, we've got another 30.
Oh.
So six is good and bad, like, as the time's ticking down.
And you're still sat in the car?
No, we're not in the car. We're in, like, a beer garden.
Oh, okay. So that's a little bit better.
Yeah, Dusty's just getting a little bit aggy,
a bit angsty
with it. And then, so then she's like, Lizzie, like, I can't do another half an hour here. So I'm like, right, okay. But I know that once you get out to the Pennines, you lose.
You're done.
So I said, how about we drive into the Pennines until the signal starts to go? So we're as close to home as we can get while still
nuts,
having
mate.
Signal.
Just.
Is this mental that I'm doing this? Is it? Right, let me finish.
Yeah, this is so mad.
Hopefully someone will score an extra time. We won't need penalties. So we get to the Pennines. We're just hitting the crest of the... kind of hit the first hills and we're starting to lose signal. The 4G's, 5G's gone to 4,
wobbling.
Three dots to 2 to 1. I said, I think we're going to have to call it here, Lizzie. We're going to have to pull over.
Oh,
we've pulled over the side of the road. Car's just going...
Oh, it's such a scary road as well.
So fine. And then we're like, actually, this is ridiculous. We went around the corner and pulled in this other place. And then I was like, how about I take my headphone out? We'll watch the penalty shootout together. So we're watching it on the phone and Liz is going, is he good? Do we like him? Yeah, he's good. No, we don't like him.
I hate him.
He's shit. So we watched the penalties. Lovely view.
I bet it was a gorgeous spot.
If we'd have been
spot.
Out for a walk.
Did you have any picnic?
No. So we just watched the final penalty and then Lizzie drove me home.
It's sad.
It's shit
it?
For her. Because that went on till close to 8 o'clock in the end.
It did. It went on for a long time. Do you regret not going back at 3 and just getting back to base?
So talk to me about what I should have done.
Right, I know what you're saying. You might not have seen your mum and sister for a while, but four hours in a nice Japanese restaurant, you're done. See you later.
Yeah.
3 till 5, get me home. I want to be back at base to watch the Champions League. They'll understand. And do you know what? To make things up to them, when you leave at 3, rearrange your next date. That's what you do.
Date.
So, well, not date, but, you know, rearrange
your
next
date. I'll
see you soon. I know it's a bit cut short. I'll see you soon. I'm off.
Okay.
I am stunned that in the middle of Sheffield, you couldn't find the suitable pub.
Well, I needed somewhere that had parking nearby as well.
Okay.
Because there's no point in saying, you're parking a 15-minute walk away. And it's got to be dog friendly. So that's why I was thinking, outskirts, we can get sort of west of Sheffield on the way to Manchester. The pubs on outskirts tend to have car parks. I just couldn't quite get her over the line on that front. Ethan, what should I have done? Because you said I'm shit.
You don't prepare things, do you?
Don't say that, because if Lizzie watches this, I'm toast.
You just don't think about it.
Have you eaten any tea yet? What did you... She's not fucking... Is Lizzie not
we
starving?
We were starving. We got one bowl of chips from the restaurant to keep us going. And then when we got home, that was a nightmare because we didn't have... We got a couple of bits on the way back, but we didn't have any butter.
Wow, what were you having?
Bagel. So I made...
Bagel? What do you mean, bagel?
Bagel with beans.
Huh?
So I had to use melted cheese as butter for Lizzie.
Well, fucking hell, I'll take that.
Yeah, it was all right in the end. I had leftover curry from the night before.
Someone's got a good end of a deal, haven't they?
Well, like, it's had chicken in it.
Fucking hell, there's your bagel and beans. What are you on about?
And I had a lovely chicken booner.
With fucking starters.
I made it myself.
She'd
had hers the night before. To be fair, I made myself.
Are you just constantly making curries every week?
I'm making curries all the time.
Have you thought about making anything else? I've
just got to a point where I'm happy with it, because there was always an issue with it before. There was too much spice, not enough spice.
Well,
too
now,
salty, too this, too creamy, too tomatoey, too oily, not oily enough.
Well, now Dom's back, you know we can book in, come down with you soon.
Yep.
Your curry best be ready.
I need to start planning better, because also we're going on holiday tomorrow and it's been a nightmare.
Where are you going again?
My fault. We're going to South France. Marseille.
It's south of France.
Ooh,
with the doggy driving.
Dangerous city in Europe.
Yeah, not anymore. That's kind of such a 2022 thing to say.
Are you driving?
Provence.
It's
just north of Marseille.
Are you going to Nice?
No.
Mate, you got to fucking
Is
Nice.
He good? Should we have gone there instead of Marseille?
Which is one of the roughest
cities.
One of the nicest places
in the EU.
Why are you going to... Are you driving?
No dog, we're flying.
No dog. Nice.
Yeah,
you'd be fucking great.
Yeah, yeah. We're renting a car to go around the little bits and bobs, the little roads around Provence.
Who's doing that? Who's doing the driving there?
I'm the only named driver.
Good.
I'm very nervous.
Have you been on the other side of the road before?
Nope.
It's great.
Only as a passenger.
I think the right side of the road's better.
I don't know
why we chose left.
Why?
Just feels more natural. It generally does.
Does it?
Yeah. And maybe there's a reason why most of the world do it.
Mm.
I think we were stubborn.
It can't feel more natural when that's all you've known is to drive for the left. What do you mean it feels more natural?
I honestly, right, you come back after, let's see what Joe thinks. Come back afterwards, say how you feel, and yeah. Obviously, there's the odd occasion where you sort of catch yourself thinking, fucking hell, what's going on here? Like, why? Why am I? Now, that obviously doesn't feel natural, but I tell you what does feel natural, roundabouts on the right.
Really?
Woo!
Do you think that if you'd have grown up in a country, I know this is impossible, but let's imagine you had the choice. I know that can't work, but let's say you could have picked from zero. Do you think your body would have preferred right?
Right, yeah. And how mad is it that there's some countries that border each other that one drives on the right, one drives on the left?
So you can drive across the road and you have to do that?
Yeah, apparently it's a nightmare on the crossing, Ethan. Loads of crashes. Loads.
You've made that up.
No. There's certain countries.
What countries border that?
Google that. Lots of like Cambodia, etc. They all cross like.
Really?
Yeah, you go into one road and you go, woo, you've got to swerve quickly. And they've got to do the same. Fucking nightmare.
Carnage.
Go there in a quiet time.
Also went on my longest bike ride ever on Sunday.
Okay. And Ethan, what have you been up to?
Oh great question, Joe.
No, sorry. So let's go back to the longest bike ride ever.
No, it's not. All I wanted to mention, Old Early Edge is mad, isn't it? Have you been there recently?
Oldley Edge is, for those who don't know, is commonly where most of the footballers slash rich people in Greater Manchester live.
I couldn't believe it.
Maybe about 2 months ago.
I'd never been before and I'd heard about
You've
it.
You've never been?
So some of the other places that people talk about is like, this is where the big boys live. I've heard of your Hale Barnes.
Yeah.
I've heard of your...
Wilmslow.
Your Wilmslows, right? And I've been to those places and the difference, I think, from what I saw of Oldley Edge anyway, I only cycled through a couple of roads. There are houses in Wilmslow that aren't mega stupid. There are houses in Hale Barnes that aren't mega stupid. Or that's almost like farm weird area. Alderley Edge, some of the houses look like mid-sized hotels. And that's all there is. There's like...
And the cars are...
We're being overtaken by Aston Martins, Porsches, Ferraris. Do you know like ones where it's like those old-fashioned like 1800s like... Cruella de Vil type
cars. Did you drive past any of the people in the middle of like the dual carriageways with cameras to film all the cars?
They exist?
They do exist, like car watchers.
Really?
Oh, fascinating. On Oldley Edge.
Well, we drove past the home of the heir to the Eddie Stobart fortune. Put it that way.
How did you know that?
I've got an inside man.
A couple of big trailers outside.
Helipad, apparently.
What?
I don't want to say too much. Because the last thing I want to do, I don't want to bump anyone in the.
Stop in Old Age for a brew or anything?
We stopped in Old Age for a coffee, yeah.
Because I will say, for a place known for being for rich people, not much good food about there.
Really?
What's the crack?
Well, the coffee was fine. It was good, actually. The coffee was good. Fine. Lovely flapjack. And they need that because a lot of them are athletes.
How good are we talking?
It's a flapjack. So that limits it. It's never going to be, you know, birria tacos good. But it is a very good soft,
flapjack
but not
tastes
too
like
soft.
Birria tacos, that'd be fuming.
Yeah, soft, but not too soft. lovely, sort of vajazzled with raisins and currants. It was really nice. It was lovely. The whole place was lovely. I wouldn't want to live there, actually. It's too much. But to cycle through it was a beautiful place. But yeah, being overtaken by Ferraris and Lamborghinis, you just hear the like a different noise entirely over your shoulder, and you go, this is going to be good.
But sometimes those cars can't really drive, can they?
What does that mean?
They just sort of take off really quick for a bit and have to stop straight away.
Yeah.
They never sort of, they're not cruising much, are they?
No, that's the curse of being that rich in the UK or basically anywhere on earth, isn't it? Because you've got a car that can do 245 miles an hour, and if you ever get to 80, and you're lucky.
And you're stuck in a
yeah, and mostly you just go 30 red, 30 red.
Knobhead cyclist to
but
overtake
you get to 30 so quick.
Yeah, you do.
My word, do you get to 30 quick on those bad boys. But yeah, no, that was, I've never seen that place before, and it did feel something special there.
Have you ever been to Alderley Edge, Ethan?
No, I don't know exactly where it is, to be honest with you. I know it's Manchester.
South Manchester, yeah. not that far from the airport, but not really near the airport either.
Fairly near me then.
Yeah. Fairly near you. How have you been, Ethan? You've been well?
Well, I went away like Joe as well. I went to York.
Congratulations.
Yes. We pre-planned the Champions League final. It was a uni reunion. There's about 12 of us.
Felt like a day.
And we went to somewhere that we booked called the Harry Hotspurs to back the kind of Tottenham side of it as an anti-Arsenal.
I like it. So, I guess they've got nothing to do with Tottenham, have they? So
what the Harry Hotspurs. Fucking what the what was all of that sentence? What is Harry Hotspurs? Is that a real place in York?
It's a real bar. Sorry, there's a slight delay on my headphones, so I'm struggling to actually like hear myself speak. So I'll take
them off.
Just
take them off.
Nothing to do with Harry Kane.
Nothing to do with Harry Kane.
Wow, they must have loved it when he signed for them. Or
yeah,
through there.
So how many of you are there at this reunion?
So I'd say there's about a dozen of us or so.
Great.
But I must say, the day kicked off with a right old disaster.
Oh,
disaster.
I'm loving it. Hey, you drive to York, you can get the train.
Well, this is where the disaster lies, I'm afraid.
Sit back and relax, big boy.
So, well, it was just the train. It's usually a train to York from Manchester.
Oh, God.
I'd say it's like an hour, usually, quite easy. This time there was a change. And the way back, I know I've skipped the whole bit of being there.
Yeah, that was a disaster, that.
Yeah, but the way back was we were stuck on the train for over 4 hours.
Oh, you fuck.
Why?
Got a refund?
I got an open return, so I don't know if that's achievable.
Oh, I'd just go for it anyway.
I'd go for it anyway.
You were stuck on there for 4 hours on the way home.
It was a bit of a nightmare, so rumour had it that the train in front of us had Arsenal fans who weren't too happy and got into a bit of a fight and a scuffle.
What, from York?
So from York going to Manchester and from Leeds going to Manchester, actually. And as a result, we had to wait. And then when we got to Leeds, there was another disruption. Anyway, it led us to be there for 4 hours. So we were buzzing. We're going back from York about 8 o'clock for the big rest of the night out in Manchester. Never happened.
Oh,
knocked
that
on the
is,
head.
That's gorging. Yeah. What? So you're gonna have two nights out? You're gonna go to. Wait, what were you going to do?
So we're out at York till about 9 o'clock. We're going to come back to half eight, come back to Manchester, do a bit of the late.
So
we're
meant to get back about half ten.
Yeah, and then it ends up being about, oh my God, like we get the last tram home, put it that way.
Oh, that it's gutting that, Ethan. Yeah.
Sobering up as well.
But was York fun?
Well, you know what? We had a right old laugh, seeing old faces, especially my mate Sam. Bloody hell, he's 35. He's right old now. So saw him, saw the lads. And you know what? Didn't get as boozy as I imagined, Joe, which you'd probably think that means it wasn't a good time.
No.
But I don't necessarily correlate just the drinking of alcohol with having fun. I feel if you do that, you might have an issue on your hands.
No, I agree. Some of my favourite nights have been sober.
Like?
When I was 10, when I was 10 birthday.
And you say sober, you don't know.
I had a couple of those Sig sweets.
The chockies.
Yeah. A couple of cider lollies. Yeah. What's it? Fucking
big night. Big night. And doing lines of sherbet. No
doubt. To be fair, Joe, I didn't say sober. You have to have at least 5 beers to have somewhat of a reasonable time.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, let's not be silly.
Now, why did you go to York? Did you go to uni in York?
We're so stupid. We just thought we'd mix it up this year. We do it every year. and everyone's from all over now. So this is the, like, people have moved away now. This is for the first time, like, the majority of the group is no longer in Manchester. So, like, we'll mix up. But we didn't think where they were. So, like, one's in Northern Ireland, some are in Hull.
Northern Ireland? Yeah. How did he get? Did he fly? Where did he fly to?
Manchester.
And then he got a train to York with you.
He got a train to
Everyone just left Manchester just for York for 4 hours.
Look, I agree with you. You can criticise and I'll just nod along.
No, I like York, though.
See, this is the thing, right? I get criticised for not making enough plans. But what's better, someone that doesn't plan enough or
I'd prefer
that
Ethan's
plans
day.
Badly?
I'd prefer Ethan's day than
No,
watching.
We got to watch the Champions League final, actually.
I don't, and I didn't. Hello, here's my TV right here.
We ensured that everyone had a good time at the Happy Harry's or the Harry Hot.
The Harry Harry.
And it was a bit cruel, I thought. Now, everyone I was with...
What was cruel?
Everyone who I was with was back in PSG. And I'm one of those fans, Drew. I know you weren't like, I back the English team.
No, you don't. You talk so much shit.
Yeah, but that's because Newcastle got no, like, rivals. Well, you've never been in a title race. You've never had anyone to dislike before.
Would you back
Sunderland in that final? Who are you backing?
Well, I wouldn't back Sunderland.
Well, exactly.
Would you back Man United?
So the problem is, you've never had an actual rivalry with anyone that isn't Sunderland. So that's why, because Man United have gone head-to-head with Chelsea for league titles. They've been rivals with Liverpool for 100 years, been rivals with Arsenal for league titles, Man City for titles. So if any of them get to the Champions League final, obviously they want the other team to win. No, you don't know about that.
I'm just not as much of a miserable bastard.
Unless it's Sunderland, obviously.
Yeah, but leave him alone. I get that bit.
What?
If he wants to support Arsenal, let him support Arsenal.
Yeah, like,
were you the only one?
All right, Ethan, I apologise for that, sorry.
Oh, it's all right, thank you.
I'm just having a bit of a tough week, in a way.
It's all right.
I meant to go on holiday, but before the holiday is not worth it.
Why is the stress not... What's
up with you? You've got to do everything, haven't you? You've got to clean out the fridge because everything's going to be fucking mouldy when you get back. You've got to get prepared to get the bins
out. Just make a big soup, that's what I do.
What?
I made a big soup
today. Take it on holiday with you?
No!
Fill that with soup and have that as my carry-on.
Have you packed?
Yeah,
pretty much. What are you going for?
8 days.
8 days?
Needs a bit of packing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And I just feel stressful. I just stay at home then next time. But I feel too embarrassed to have 6 days off and just stay in England.
France will be sound.
Yeah, it'll be great when we get there.
It'll be delightful. It's
not worth going.
It's great fun.
Stay at home.
Just watch out for the what Ethan said.
Go on holiday.
Watch out for what Ethan said. Isn't it the scariest city in Europe, did you say?
Yeah, it's scariest. Terrifying. Most drugs, I think, coming in maybe. I think there's weaponry.
I mean, obviously, at risk of being cut into 12 pieces and being on the news next week, that almost fills me with confidence because I'm not getting involved in the drug scene. So you probably most of the crime stays within that fraternity, doesn't it?
Yeah, you'd hope so.
And I'm not getting involved in that.
Because it spills out into the streets.
I know.
Let's just say how they celebrated. PSG celebrated so much when they won.
Oh, God, yeah.
I think one person died.
Yeah, I know. They were firing fireworks at each other.
It looked like a scene from Harry Potter, didn't it?
Yeah, all the green and red sort of sparks going everywhere. Sorry, Ethan, say you had a lovely weekend.
Yeah, did you eat in York?
Well, I was just going to quickly finish off, Drew. There was one Arsenal fan, proper Arsenal fan, sat in the Harry Hotspurs, a silly bastard for picking the Harry Hotspurs, and he was with his Arsenal top on. Gabriel misses his penalty, and the DJ of the Harry Hotspurs plays immediately the Monkees, Believer, and everyone's like singing like Arteta, cheer up you whatever bastard. And this poor lad is just like sat there getting surrounded. And I remember Wob, bloody Wob, like everyone was singing and at first I was a bit like, a bit of a shame. But then it was quite funny seeing everyone standing on the table like singing along.
So you did sing along in the
So
end.
I sang along.
Oh, here he is.
He's got no morals.
No, I sing
along. Oh, I can't believe everyone didn't want Arsenal to win. And then you stood on the table cheering at one crying man.
I wasn't
man
doing
who was meant
that.
To be your fucking mate.
You're tight, you.
You're awful. That. All I did was a little fist bump and then we drove back through the penalty.
Alan Pardew.
Yeah. I can't wait for my curry. That's what you like.
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah.
So I remember everyone's singing and Wob was standing there, I could see him like, oh, no, like belting this out. And then at the end of the song, for some reason, he thinks he's the one to go console this chap, and he like tries to flip it. But obviously, all his mates have seen Mob celebrate like this in his face. So Mob's going, "I'm just going to make sure he's all right." It's like you can't then switch the roles from being the bastard.
That's not too bad.
Pick one. You can't do both.
You can say fair play, mate. And can you?
When you've lost,
yeah. Fucking nightmare.
What's your week been like?
Good. I went to a beautiful, beautiful Thai restaurant in Stockport, by the way, called Pad Thai. Where? Have a little Google. It's in Reddish. Phenomenal. Yeah. The Penang curry that I had with duck this time.
Oof.
Sticky rice. Hey, you could build a fucking wall with that stuff. It was unbelievable.
Was it so sticky?
In a good way. Do you know when you get a little bit of sticky rice in with the Penang curry? Oh, fuck off. It was delightful. And we did that things where we bought little, we didn't buy, but we all had, so we just get a little bit of mixed starters for the table.
Mm.
And then all the sort of ladies of the group save myself for the main. So fucking all the starters.
I'm so into sharing food.
Yeah, should we just get some for the table? Yeah, give me that.
Give me a bit of everything. A couple of spoons of everything for me.
One of the highlights was this vegetable tempura.
You're talking
just
about
veg in this little batter. Oh, it was unbelievable.
Really?
I recommend you go there. It's honestly
brilliant. That sounds lovely.
It's brilliant. But then Saturday was a giddy day. Very giddy.
Why?
Because me.
So what day was that?
That was Friday. Uncle Jed's birthday. Brilliant.
How is he?
Good, yeah. We went to a pub afterwards in Reddish. Fuck me, the karaoke guy was mad. Kept talking about people's big areolas.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, before.
Big Liverpool fan.
No. I couldn't believe it. I said, some of the jokes he was making. What?
Well, the joke would be West Ham, wouldn't it?
No. Well, it could be, but I was making a joke about Liverpool's new manager, Areola.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's all right. But he's just making, do you know when he's just making really, like proper offensive jokes, actually?
Really?
Yeah.
Just too much?
I was just too much. Well, the girl's like, "We need to leave here." And she's like, "You're off your head, you
Did
mate.
You say it? Did you have a word?
Yeah. And then he's like,
"Did you have a word?
No, I didn't have a word."
Oh, you said, yeah. Would you have a word? How far would you have to go for?
Oh, if you would have said something to Becky, I'd have had a word.
Would you? What would you have said?
Just leave her areolas alone.
Is that what you'd say?
Yeah. And I would have grabbed the mic and I would have, especially if it's one he was singing with, I would have rubbed it up my gooch and I'd say, "Singing that." And I would have stormed off.
Really?
Yeah.
So you put in your mic.
Because what are you going to arrest me for there, officer?
You're offering your wrist, but they can't.
I didn't do anything.
You've given them all they need, but they can't.
They can't. Yeah, but we got out of that. Saturday was a giddy day.
That's weird, isn't it?
Very odd. It felt very much like we were in the 90s.
Yeah.
Talking about women if they were pregnant and stuff. What do you want to be? This honestly, I can't. I don't want to go into it because it'll sidetrack me giddy Saturday.
I can't believe people are still like that.
Yeah.
Did because obviously you're not regulars in that pub. Did the regulars have a look of,
just ignored him. Yeah, this is what he like.
But you're too woke for that, aren't you?
Yeah, I was like, you fucking back.
To be fair though, you should be, because I hate stuff like that.
There was a couple of ones where I was like, all right, that is funny. You know what I mean?
A couple of
couple of them got over the line, but then it was like, right, we've given him an inch here and he's taking a mile.
Has he?
That was one of his jokes. So we had a giddy Saturday.
Yeah.
We were going to go see an actual band that have been on this show, The Lottery Winners.
Yeah.
He's been on the show, Tom, when they got a UK number one album. They were headlining their own hometown gig in Lee Sports Village.
Imagine they weren't headlining it. Yeah. They set up their own hometown gig and they turn up and they're second on the bill.
Oh, you'd be gutted.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for the invite.
He'd only fucking not turn up anyway.
Yeah, well.
Wouldn't you?
Do you want to say what you... What?
I was invited.
Text him saying, do you want to come?
And you didn't go?
I thought he might be lonely on a Saturday.
He actually did invite. And you've rejected him again?
Yeah, again.
Like the curry house?
The time.
Nah.
What do you make of the fact that he keeps trying and you keep rejecting him?
Really shows, like... I actually thought I might have been like the lonely one and the one who's not so popular, but I'm actually quite in demand when you break it all.
Yeah, you are in demand.
Are you enjoying the fact that you get to reject people once in a while?
I'm stunned by it.
You're reveling in it.
Probably one of the most well-connected men in the world.
In the world? Yeah, in the world. But I was taking my best mate, Andy. Now, he normally works every Saturday, so we got this Saturday off. So we were giddy. At 2 p.m. we meet up. Probably should have met up a little bit later, but we went for a drink in Tom Cooney's new bar.
Oh yeah.
How did you say? It just needs a toilet. It doesn't have a toilet.
What do you mean?
It's a bar with no toilet.
In what sense?
in the sense of, if you want the toilet, go walk down there and ask the other bar, can you use their toilet?
Really?
It is a bit mad, isn't it, Ethan?
Yeah, they've got things like, you know, the, what do you call them where you store alcohol? Casks. Is that what you call them? They're all like inside like the room of the bar, you just put a blanket over them.
Yeah, but that's not too bad.
What?
Don't be slagging
off. What are you slagging them off for?
I said to Ethan.
Well, hang on. I'm not slagging off. I'm just saying. The point you were making was there's a few bits that need to be done, like having a toilet. I'm saying, ideally, you wouldn't have all the casks under a blanket. You'd have.
I think we'll go. We should go. It's nice.
It is great.
It's nice.
I do love it.
Why is there no toilet?
I just think why is there no toilet?
Because that's illegal, isn't it?
I don't know if it's illegal.
I remember when this was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when my mum made a cafe, there had to be a toilet that the staircase had to be wide enough to get a wheelchair up it, which is difficult at the best of times. And also you have to have like a door between the door to the toilet and the toilet and all that.
I think can offer Dairyly Dave's pub as an alternative toilet.
Right.
But what a mooch that is, because you go up some stairs.
So is he going to get a toilet?
Yeah, he's going to get a toilet, isn't he?
Fine. Yeah, so
for Christmas.
So the rumour mill has.
So talk to me about it then.
So we went in there, little bar, nice pint, a few pints in there. Then we went to see Dairyly Dave, who was just up the road. Dairyly was he was on great form.
How do you know him again? How do you know him again?
Dairyly Dave is just about.
What
I've
do you
known
mean?
Him for a few years now. He's a good lad. So we met him. Great fun. He brought out the Yeg ones at 3 p.m. Everything was going to go a bit south from here, I could tell. You met him on the Friday, didn't you?
I met him on the Friday, and I've met Dave before because he's helped us out with live shows at the Lion's Den, because obviously you've done the bingo there post-live show and stuff like that, so people may have seen Dave about. But I forgot how crackers he really is.
So we left there, then I wanted to take Andy somewhere a bit posh because he doesn't get out too much. He went to Schofield's, you know, the cocktail bar. It's posh.
Where's that?
Spinning Fields Way.
No, is it posh?
Lovely cocktails.
What are we talking? 2 for £20?
Oh, we're talking a bit expensive.
More than that?
About 30 quid on our round.
For how many? Two of you?
Two of us. And we got a Guinness Chaser, because he said the Guinness was sensational in this bar.
So why did you do it that big? Is it?
Because it's a schooner.
I think it's the QB done, not the Chase.
No. Very good. Yeah, it's very good. They do need a name change. So we then went to Lee... early to see the gig, because I mean the band before the Lottery Winners maybe need a name change as well, because it's a little bit, they've got great tunes.
Can we guess what they're called?
Great tunes. Let's go early noughties bangers. I think they've had a few number ones as well.
Scouting for Girls. Yeah, change it. It's gone by, hasn't it?
What are we scouting for?
Exactly. Why? When you say scouting, what does that imply?
Yes,
binoculars.
Oh,
at that stage we've gone
it's a bit cheeky. And they are quite a cheeky band, aren't they?
They're not, because also they do write songs that are very like high school love interest.
Yeah, I don't think you'd get away with that if you were looking for boys.
Also,
do you know what I mean? You couldn't get
also,
that as your name.
Girls
feels, but like change it up a little bit. What we'll give us a name of like some, with boys at the end that means you were searching for them, Ethan?
Gawping, prowling.
Prowling for lads.
Prowling for lads.
No, thank you. Sky for girls.
But great tunes. Great tunes. And then the Lottery Winners were on. Fantastic.
Really?
Brilliant gig. I recommend going to see the Lottery Winners live.
I recommend
they
going to
amazing.
That gig.
Yes.
To anyone who didn't.
We were. No, in case they could do a live again.
Oh,
no. Me and Andy by this point were a little bit pissed.
What time is it now?
Oh, we're late in. And because there was no queue for the bar, it was more like a family show. We were straight to the front of the queue every single time.
Oh my
God. Necking pints. They went, come upstairs to see everyone. We shouldn't have gone.
Really?
Well, I was starving. I went ransacking Scout for Girls' dressing room.
Wait, what was it? A load of Johnnies?
Eating all their crisps.
Strawberry-flavoured lube.
No.
It'll do. It's summer. It's one of me five a day.
and then they did a speech.
Those are Max Power magazines. All the pages stuck together.
And then the Lottery Winners did a little speech with champagne and all that. And I can't watch the video back.
Maybe have you got it?
Maybe you could put it
in. Have you got it?
But my...
Let me see it now!
My cheering...
Let me see it now!
My cheering is some of the loudest cheering.
Oh, no!
I'm like, yeah!
Let me see it now! Send it in the group.
No.
Did you make it all about you?
I didn't make it all about me. I didn't say anything. It's just when they did a little speech, I went absolutely...
So how pissed are you out of 10 at this stage? 10 being like, I can't remember.
I am absolutely... I can't believe how chunky
he's refused to use the scale that I offered to him, Ethan, but I don't
mind. Right, he's downloading, hopefully you can see it. It's a 50 second long video, so skip, but that was one of the most embarrassing things I've ever woken up to.
Why?
Woke up the next day, because we went to the after party then. We went to
You went to another after party?
Should have gone there. Woke up.
I'm so excited.
Fucking hell. And then I look at my phone, I don't know, I didn't embarrass myself. Didn't embarrass myself too much.
And where is this video now?
It's downloading because it is long. I did a lot of cheering.
Yeah. Chuck us here. Press cancel. Right, just pass cancel, it me, cancel, and then we'll put it in afterwards. I need to see this video immediately.
Okay.
So this is after the gig, backstage with the sort of bands and the friends and family.
I'm gonna close this. Just tell me when it's done.
Okay.
Just hear me roar. Hear me roaring.
Is that you on the left?
No.
Oh.
Chipping in. I'm chipping in. Right. Listen.
I love you. And I'm not allowed to drink it because I can't be trusted.
It's chipping in.
I don't want to say much apart from the lottery winners just headlined a fucking
It's so raw, isn't it?
It's so raw.
It's so raw. It's a family start. Event.
I need to hear the start again.
Wait.
Maybe we can't show this because it's a bit backstaging.
Oh, it's all right.
What did he say?
No, he's
talking about the champagne. Talking about the champagne and jugs.
All of it. It's a little. It's a little.
He's quick, chipping it? In. One more.
Just the.
I don't think we should put the video in actually because it's like behind the scenes backstage stuff. But I think we can play the audio. People have heard that.
God.
That's a lovely thing to wake up to. That just to get that cold shiver down your back. To be honest, you're not like ruining anything.
No.
It's all part of the fun.
Oh yeah,
I would feel the same.
I just keep saying that. I'm just having a great time.
I love it.
I love it.
It's rude. Yeah, it's rude. So then where did you go after that?
The Church Inn, which is some mad pub just down the road. They got an extended license because the League Council let them till 4 a.m. Didn't stay out till 4. You know, home at 2. Woke up the next day. Oh,
what's it good?
Nightmare. Great day. Giddy day.
Wonderful.
This is episode 2 of Alpha Betty. You Betty. I'm going to make a jingle by this time next week, Ethan. Big time. I'm off to Abbey Road to record it with some friends.
No, you're not. Do a jingle, though.
I will. I fucking love a jingle, don't I, Ethan?
Oh, he loves it and the rest.
Alpha Betty, You Betty is when we go from A to Z. You've got obviously 26 letters there. We have a category each week, and you've got to suggest which letter is the best out of the alphabet for the category of the week.
Yes.
So we've gone for World, because it's World Cup, World Cup players.
Okay.
And the rules, it's their surname.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Or given name.
You can have a little bit of a back and forth if you want on that. We won't.
Would Alexander Arnold have been Trent? Because he has Trent on the back of his shirt these days.
Don't know. Ethan could be the judge of that. Right. Do you want to just say what the big argument was at the start?
So the big argument, the elephant in the room is that M is too powerful. M has got Mbappe and it's got Messi. I mean, first of all, you can stop there and it might be like too strong.
Mm.
There are also, in terms of M, you've also got Modric, you've got Martinez, both Martinez's.
Yeah, Martinelli.
Martinelli. I mean, he brings him down a little bit, to be fair. But we just thought Mbappe and Messi on the same team is too much. So we've cancelled M out.
Yeah.
Although you could argue that we saw Mbappe and Messi on the same team at PSG and it didn't really work.
Yeah, it didn't really work. And not the
no one's allowed M. So we've had to go with the second rung after that.
What have you, Ethan, you went last time, so why don't you go first now?
No, thank you. I don't think that's correct.
Yeah, I think you should go.
He's
panicking.
No. Start that again and let him go last because obviously this is something a bit weird, isn't it?
Why? I don't think it is.
I do.
All right, I'll just do this then.
What are you doing?
You just want me to go, don't you?
Yeah, just go.
All right, then.
Stop a sec. Intro him again. If you're just going to go first, intro him again.
Ethan, everyone, I went first last time, then it was Joe. Why don't you go first this time?
Oh, yeah, I love that idea. All right, then. I'm going to select the letter K.
Okay, nice. How come?
Okay.
Not okay, just K.
Very good.
So what I'm thinking is, I'm just going to go all out and say we all can agree that Harry Kane is the best player in the world at the minute.
Not a bad shout.
So that's like worth 100 points in this point system that we're doing.
We don't have a point system.
It's
just overall who's got the best.
Yeah.
And then you think of other big names.
Such as?
It's so long, Kvaratskhelia. Yeah. He just won the Champions League, and that is arguably the biggest club competition you could win in the world.
He's got a great point there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He's doing all right, this. I mean, he just needs one
Who's
more
he
name.
Who's he play for?
He Kvaratskhelia is Georgian.
And they're at the World Cup, yeah?
You've got to hope so.
I'm not saying they are, but are they?
Even, give me one more K. Go on, this would be funny.
I just think that they were quite good at the Euros, Georgia, so I just kind of assumed they were.
No, they're in there with Bulgaria, Spain and Turkey in Group
really
B.
Great Group B, that. Great
it's looking
B.
good for me. I hope... I'm trying to think of... I doubt Kovacic still plays, but he's a good lad. Kimmich for the Germany. He's probably the German's best player.
Probably. Not bad, probably. Yeah.
And Germany could go and win it on their day.
On their day.
You know, on their month, they've got as good a chance as anybody. Yeah. Anyone else?
And obviously, for France, they'll have Real Madrid's Konaté. He's quite good at the back.
Nice, yeah. Okay, Kay's making another appearance.
Yeah, Killian's not good enough for the Kays because there's just so many good Kays. So
yeah, there is. I'm going to S myself. I've gone for S with Salah and Saka and Son and Saliba and Stones and Bernardo Silva as well, chucked in the mix.
Oh, that's a retirement home.
Absolute retirement home.
Sure, you little rats.
Yeah, I'd never do retirement.
Go on, who you picked?
Ronaldo. Ronaldo. Right, so here's your R's. Ronaldo, Rodri, Rice.
Sorry. I'm starving.
We've got ourselves a little front, sort of, you know, a little triangle three. There. Rashford, anyone?
Okay, nice. What's that all about?
Well, he's just panicking now, isn't he?
You are panicking a bit there.
All right, then, sorry. Best goalkeeper in the Premier League other than Senna Lomans? Probably David Raya last season. He's in there.
That's good, yeah. Give me
what
that
about, I don't know. Rafinha,
yeah.
Not a bad player, is he?
Not
certainly
bad.
Not shit, is he? Just got to check my list. Rudiger.
Oh, okay. Well, you've got a good team there, at least. It's
Richarlison, if you need him.
Richarlison, I don't think he's very good.
I don't think he got picked.
Speaking of the...
I think that's good, though. Rashford, Ronaldo, Rodri, Rice, Rafinha.
Let us know in the comments. I'm going to quickly... when you mentioned Richarlison, then just throw in a bong FM. Do you know it's a tradition for the Brazil squad when they go to a World Cup to... Have you seen this online? Go find it. Go find the video. The whole plane gets baptised by Big John.
Not Big John the Baptist.
No. By big tanks of holy water. So you've got the plane that's just about to leave for America, and you've got these holy fire engines baptizing.
Holy fire engines?
Yeah, baptizing the whole plane with holy water, wishing them good luck on the way out.
What?
How mad is that?
Is that true?
Yeah, it is
true.
How
do you get a holy fire engine?
No, I don't know why, but someone must have blessed it.
Oh, and they spray the whole plane with
it? The whole plane. It's brilliant. I love it.
That's
incredible. I'm sorry, I thought that was great.
I've never seen that.
So there's a bit of everything. Let us know what letter you think won. Maybe people don't even think M is the winner. Because realistically, it's not. Messi's past it. Mbappe had an all right season, but not amazing.
Yeah.
McAllister, he had a bit of a dead one. McTominay, I guess.
McTominay, Martinez.
He might win it for them. You never know.
Lautaro Martinez. Maybe it's not him.
No, it's not. Let us know who's the winner for the second week of Alpha Betty. You Betty.
Love that name.
Right then, we'll be back next week. We don't know if you're going to be here because you're in the south of France.
Yes.
But there's a certain man who might be.
I will be here, yes.
No, you even knew you. Right then, everyone. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, Ethan.
See you later.